Well, it's Thursday and the weekend is in sight, so time now to talk about what's happening in and around Boston. And joining us with his ideas is Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair. Hey, Graham.
Hi, Anthony.
Good to see you. So what's your first weekend pick for us today?
First up is the Boston Modern Orchestra Project's concert performance of Michael Tippett's opera, The Midsummer Marriage. And Anthony, this is their biggest undertaking ever.
Wow. Well, we've got some music from The Midsummer Marriage. This piece is called Ritual Dances. And Graham, you say this is BMOP's biggest undertaking ever. Tell us about that.
Well, it's big in the sense that 100-plus people will be squeezed onto the Jordan Hall stage, but it's also big in that it's a sort of a reunion project, because Midsummer Marriage was going to be done by Opera Boston before it shut its doors last year. And as you know, Gil Rose was the artistic director of Opera Boston, and he's the founder and artistic director of BMOP. So he decided to revive the production with many of the soloists and choral singers and instrumentalists that would have performed last year with Opera Boston.
Oh, it sounds great. It's got a large sound, too. Large project with a large sound. And I understand that it's the first time the opera will be performed in the Boston area. So pretty exciting there as well. So that's The Midsummer Marriage, an opera by Michael Tippett by the Boston Modern Orchestra Project this Saturday night at Jordan Hall. Graham, what's next on your list?
Next up is Word Song at Oberon, which is an art song composition project where four composers write new songs using a common text.
Well, that sounds like fun. So tell us about the text they're using this time.
This concert, they're using a poem by Stevie Smith called I Like to Play With Him.
All right, why don't you read a little bit of that for us?
Sure. I like to play with him. He would be so lovely to play with. He is so solemn, sensitive, conceited. He would be lovely to play with.
And now we actually have some sound from a past performance of this poem. This version was composed by Nell Shaw Cohen and performed by soprano Kristen Watson. Let's listen. So, Graham, this sounds like such an interesting idea. I understand it encourages audience participation, all different levels of folks involved in this, right?
That's right. At the performance, the audience spends the first part of the evening discussing the text, over drinks, naturally, before enjoying a performance of all the new works. And then the second half of the night involves a discussion of the new songs with reinterpretation and reperformance of the songs based on the evolving conversation. And there's nothing like this out there. The last one I went to had a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer in the audience, along with some high school music students and everything in between, you know, professional musicians and amateurs, music lovers, and everyone gets something different out of the performance.
Because everybody listens in a different way, I
exactly.
Guess. It sounds great. It sounds really fascinating. So that's Word Song at Oberon in Cambridge, starting at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 13th, so that comes a little bit after the weekend. Graham, we've got time for one more weekend pick. What do you have?
I have Spencer Day at Northeastern. He's a young American songbook balladeer. Some people say will be the next Harry Connick Jr. He's opened for Rufus Wainwright and appeared at the Tanglewood Jazz Festival, but he's now making a name for himself in his own original, more contemporary style.
We're actually listening to him right now. This song is off his latest album, Vagabond. It's called Till You Come to Me.
And I want to change your mind. So I'm going to bide my time. Bear in my misery till you come to me.
He sounds great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. From a bygone era, you know?
Yeah, really. He is summoning up another time there. Well, you can hear that song and more from Spencer Day at Northeastern's Fenway Center this Saturday night at 8 p.m. Graham Wright, as always, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
Graham Wright is founder and host of Opus Affair. You can find more information about his picks at our website, radioboston.org.
There's a beep, beep, beep from the traffic in the street and a bang, bang.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Just you wait and see. You're going back to me.